I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis has apologised for underestimating the seriousness of the sexual abuse crisis in Chile following an investigation into allegations concerning a local bishop. In a letter to the bishops of the country, the Pope said he made serious mistakes in his assessment of the situation involving Bishop Juan Barros, who victims say protected a paedophile priest. Pope Francis said his defence of the bishop was based on a lack of truthful and balanced information and asked forgiveness of those he offended, adding that he hoped to offer an apology personally in the coming weeks. The chairman of the US Bishops' Committee on Migration has said he agrees with concerns raised by bishops on the southern border about President Trump's call to deploy National Guard troops to the region. Bishop Joe Vasquez said those fleeing persecution are entitled to due process. He said the Catholic faith calls on people to respond with compassion and asked the government to do the same as it seeks to safely and humanely secure the border. Officials in Algeria say 257 people died when a military plane crashed near the capital. The aircraft came down just after taking off and is Algeria's worst ever air disaster. Most of the dead are army personnel and their families. An inquiry is underway into the cause of the crash. An organisation of priests has called for revisions in the way seminarians are prepared for ministry so that the US Catholic Church can better address challenges. The Association of US Catholic Priests, which has 1,200 members, identified declining membership and falling seminary enrollment as major issues and said priests must get closer to the people they serve. A letter with recommendations was sent to the US Conference of Catholic Bishops. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.